This is the Grow Great Daily Brief number 220 for Tuesday, June the 4th, 2019. Welcome to Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. Inside the Yellow Studio, my name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host here. The website is growgreat.com. Why wait for something bad to happen before we change? It's true in our lives and in our businesses. We make adjustments, changes, improvements, when something isn't working very well, usually when things aren't working at all, or when something is truly broken. Within an hour of arriving at the office, Jeff has Catherine sitting across from him. She has been his executive assistant for 3 years, and she completely changed his life when she arrived. Her efficiency, her organization, her people skills, everything. It helped him perform at levels that he just used to dream about. Everybody knows how valued she is to his operation, his leadership. Right now, he's a nanosecond away from panic mode. Catherine has just handed him her resignation and 2-week notice. She's moving. She's moving away to accept a new challenge. Jeff never imagined this would happen. He's pleading with her. He's asking, "Is there anything I can do to change your mind?" She's modest. She is sheepish, but mostly she just wants this day to be over and this moment. Well, that in the next 2 weeks. Her excitement to begin the new journey of her life, it trumps whatever dread she is now enduring. She leaves, and then Jeff gets angry. First at Catherine, then at himself. "I've taken her for granted for so long. I just assumed everything was great because, well, it was great for me." A year earlier, Catherine asked Jeff about an opening in his company. It was in marketing, something that Catherine had forever told Jeff that she had an interest in. She even told him during their very first interview that it was an area of interest. He forgot. And when the opening appeared, he dismissed it. She brought it up to him, but he dismissed it as, "That won't be the right opportunity for you. You're learning so much more with me," he told her. But that wasn't the point. Her happiness was the point. Jeff's happiness blinded him to Catherine's happiness. And now, well, now it's too late. Well, too late for Jeff to hang on to this particular key employee, Catherine. Her absence is going to dramatically alter his life. It's not too late for Jeff to learn. It's not too late for Jeff to change. Unfortunately, it took Catherine walking out to do it. We all experience moments and events that seemingly force us to change or do something different, hopefully something better. A long-term landlord raises the rent drastically on a new lease proposal. A supplier hits us with a 15% price hike. A key employee, like Catherine, resigns. A major customer leaves us for a competitor. These events impose on us. And so, well, what are we going to do? We do what we have to do. We face them. Why wait until these things happen? Why not deploy our creativity and our improvement when things are going well? Well, because we got other little fires burning. I get it, but mostly it's because we don't think about them until we have to. And that's our mistake. It's human nature, but that doesn't mean that we have to accept it. What if today we decided to change our intentions? Jeff wishes that he had been more intentional in helping Catherine achieve her goals and simultaneously avoiding this disruption that he is now experiencing. Scenario planning. It doesn't require the scenario to be current. It does not even require the scenario to be real. This is the great thing that we have. We're humans. We've got this incredible talent for imagination, to imagine a scenario that has not even happened. What if Jeff decided that it would be to his advantage to think about Catherine's career goals and her happiness? How can Jeff behave more intentionally? He can't go back in time, but if we could put Jeff in a time machine and he could behave more intentionally with not just Catherine, his executive, but with all the employees to see that they are all engaged in work that means something to them, work that might keep them on the team longer because, well, it works for them and it works for them. What if we could do that? What if you thought about your next lease renewal months in advance? Before you had to. What if the landlord hits you with a substantial rate increase And what if you were to plan for that now in advance of it happening? What if you lost one of your biggest customers? What if you didn't wait until they walked out the door before you figured out what went wrong? Why not dive into their account right now? Why not dive into their happiness right now? In fact, why don't you just take your top customers, you know, that 20% that comprise 80% of your business or something like it, those who comprise the bulk of your revenues, the bulk of your profit, why not look at those and examine those right now? Why not check in with them? Why not get really close with them right now? You might not even lose them. Did you ever think of that? Psychologists have long known that humans typically need to be kind of metaphorically grabbed by the lapels before we make a change. That is hitting rock bottom, having a pig pen moment. See Luke chapter 15 if you're a Bible reader, parable of the prodigal son and all that. All these other cliches that, well, they happen to be true. Some years ago, psychotherapist Amy Morin wrote an article for Forbes, and the article was entitled, Change Doesn't Happen Overnight. It happens in these five stages. And she goes on to list the five stages. They are pre-contemplation, contemplation, preparation, action, maintenance. Now, if you look at these, and I'll put links to that article in the show notes for today's episode. This is growgreat.com, episode number 220. If you want to go find that, each of these steps builds on the prior. If you are in pre-contemplation, you're not yet accepting responsibility that you need to change. You're not contemplating that yet. You're pre-contemplate. You've got to get to contemplation where you recognize the consequences might not be good if I don't do something different, but you still have to do more. And so you move to contemplation. That's that recognition. But then you got to move to preparation. That's where you actually plan to make the change. I am in preparation mode when it comes to, I wouldn't call it minimalism. That's I'm grossly overselling it. But to get a bit more minimalistic, especially here inside the Yellow Studio, I'm in the planning stages of, okay, what am I going to get rid of? What's absolutely essential? Now, I haven't done anything yet, but I'm planning, and it's not just empty, vain. Well, it doesn't feel like it's empty, vain planning. We'll see. And then that obviously has to lead to taking some action. And in that step of taking action, this is where behavioral change finally starts. It's not where it finishes. Here's the problem. We think about this as a final stage. It's not. But it's make or break, for sure. But the next stage is really make or break, and that's maintenance. Because too frequently, we quit just a few days in because, well, we plant our flag and we declare victory too soon. You know, the temptation to think that we have changed enough is really strong. I can eat healthy for a few days. Well, that's great, and that's wonderful. And then I can go, yeah, that's good. That was good. Not nearly long enough to establish some lifestyle change that I may need to improve my health. Don't quit the action too soon. Sit down with yourself. Where are you in these stages of change? Get yourself where you need to be so that you can reach new heights of achievement, new heights of accomplishment, possibly even prevent things that might be completely preventable. Could Jeff have prevented Catherine from leaving? I don't know. But I know that today he doesn't feel like he even had a shot because he didn't pay attention. He didn't change. Once you do that with yourself, then sit down with your leadership team. Discuss where are you all as individuals and as a collective. Get your entire team, get the whole organization where you need it to be so that you can blow the doors off of whatever past or current success you are experiencing. Yesterday doesn't matter. It's the age-old sales manager moniker. What have you done for me lately? What have you done for yourself lately? Don't wait until something bad happens before you change. Go ahead and get ahead of it. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here, your ever-to-be-adored and loved host. Subscribe to the podcast. Tell a friend. No, don't tell an enemy, but tell a friend. Growgreat.com. I'll see you tomorrow.